Are you someone who loves Christmas to the point that you really hate to take the decorations down, even if it's now January 15th? If you answered yes, you are a Noelophile. And so am I, and this show is for you.
Hi, I'm Dot Cannon, also known as Noella Noelophile.
And welcome to my Noelophile podcast. On this show, we're going to be talking about Christmas in general and California Christmas in particular.
Right when you come in the door of the Dickens Christmas Fair, when you are able to come to the Cow Palace, the first thing that you encounter is the smell of the roasted cinnamon almonds. So we're providing a recipe so that people can make that in their home and have their home smell like the Dickens Fair does when they first arrive.
This Christmas season, the Bay Area's Great Dickens Christmas Fair has a gift for you. Actually, they're planning quite a few of them. While the Dickens Fair has had to cancel their on-site season for 2020, they have created Dickens Fair at Home, a series of special free online events designed to deliver some of the festivity remotely. On weekends from Saturday, November 21st, right up through Christmas Eve, Dickens Fair at Home is going to bring the sights, the sounds, and even some of the tastes of the Dickens Fair right into our homes. Kevin Patterson is the executive director of Red Barn Productions, producers of the Dickens Fair. Kevin, please tell me the story of creating Dickens Fair at Home for Christmas 2020.
Well, with the forced hiatus from the pandemic, we knew that there were going to be a lot of Dickens Christmas Fair fans who would be really missing their kickoff to the holidays. So many of our customers over the decades have told us that their season does not begin until their visit to the Dickens Christmas Fair. And we felt a responsibility, regardless of whether we could meet in person, to provide some gifts to them to be able to bring alive a experience of the Dickens Christmas Fair in their own parlors and in their own homes. And also those of all of the performers and all of the crafters and the people who have, for many years, made up the community of the Dickens Christmas Fair itself. So there's really two audiences. One of them buys tickets and the other one comes together to make the magic happen for everybody. And all of us are missing it this year. So the Dickens Fair at Home seemed like a natural way to solve that and to create a bit of joy for people to have in their homes.
And this is about so much more than simply creating an event for you. Perhaps some of our listeners recall that you grew up with Dickens Fair and your folks first originated it. This is family.
Yes, it is.
What was the most creative fun for you and your family in creating Dickens Fair at Home this year?
Well, that's a very good question. The most gratifying fun is that our son, who is 33 years old and is the production manager for the Dickens Christmas Fair, is also our co-producer. And this has been his project to manage and bring forth because it is a more digital medium than his parents are as comfortable with as he is. And it seemed like a natural way to be able to involve him at a whole other level of the production of our family show. So as a father, and I can speak for his mom, who is Leslie Patterson, our co-producer, it's very gratifying to have our son producing this program and bringing all of its virtues and delights into people's homes and being able to take some pride in that himself. To continue with your question in particular, I think that the most enjoyable aspect of the creative process here was involving the ingenuity of our performing groups and the talent of some of the particularly wonderful performers that we have had at the fair for so many years. For instance, in the streets of the Dickens Christmas Fair, we have one of the largest, most beautifully rehearsed caroling groups that you can find anywhere. Sometimes upwards of 50 voices together on stage. And their director, Bob Crabb, is a teacher the rest of the year, and he is quite technically capable, and he figured out how to get as many voices as he needs to onto a coordinated platform and have it sound perfect. So that's one of the things that we were just delighted with, is the creativity and the technical prowess that had to be brought to bear to have the caroling happen for Dickens Fair at Home. That is so much a signature part of the experience when you're at the Dickens Fair itself. And then Mr. Dickens himself, portrayed by fabulous performer and one of our key directors for the fair, Robert Young, doing a complete reading of A Christmas Carol for us all. The performances that he does of this at the Dickens Fair have to be short because it's over an hour long in its full reading. And very few people, ourselves included, get to really enjoy it. We're too busy, and it happens in little parlors throughout the fair on a given day of the fair. So only the lucky few who happen by when he's doing a reading get to witness and enjoy that. And now everybody does, and they can sit for the entire thing on Christmas Eve, or they can listen to it in serial form as it was originally presented in London back in the 1800s, the way that it was intended by Dickens and delivered in, to the subscribers of the periodical that it was published in the first, before it was published in a book.
I love the way that you have imagined Dickens Fair at Home. I'm looking at this on my phone right now, and you've imagined each weekend of this as being a different region of the Cow Palace, the way that you set it out when you have the Dickens Fair. You've told me a little bit about what's going to happen on weekend one with Mr. Dickens and with the carolers, but what else are we going to experience? Let's say it is November 21st, and now Dickens Fair at Home is starting. How do we access it? What else do we experience?
Well, it's quite simply an adventure into the Dickens Christmas Fair website, which is dickensfair.com. And by going there, preferably on a desktop, but it works also very well, as I believe you just said you're enjoying right now on your mobile device, there is every weekend from 8 to 12 different items that will be available. And then with the very last weekend and Christmas Eve, all of them will be available. So over 50 different links and downloadable PDFs that people can enjoy, including right when you come in the door of the Dickens Christmas Fair, when you are able to come to the Cow Palace, the first thing that you encounter, besides the music perhaps coming from Fezziwig's dance all over the wall, is the smell of the roasted cinnamon almonds. And so we're providing a recipe so that people can make that in their home and have their home smell like the Dickens Fair does when they first arrive. And that memory, that sense memory, will hopefully begin the cascade of feelings and reminiscences of all of the times that they have been able to come in person and gather with family and friends, and all of us, the performers and the vendors and the good folk of the Dickens Fair, to create holiday merriment. And there's a lot of magic in that wonderful scent. And then there are, for the people that love books, which I certainly do, there is a little video created by Gerald Webb, who's the proprietor of Fitzgerald's Manor Shop and antiquarian. And he is a delightful fellow who travels to London every year to purchase books to bring back to our Victorian London and sell them to the visitors to the fair and to all of those that love his particular eye towards finding just the right type of storyteling or Victorian lithographs, beautiful prints and beautiful samples of Victorian literature, as well as bric-a-brac that he has found in London. Now, you can't purchase those things now, but you can certainly learn from him what his particular proclivities are in finding the right Victorian books. And it's a delightful short video. And then there's artist Jordan Monsell, who is a throwback to the Victorian wonderful art form of doing silhouettes while you wait and being able to capture the quintessential features that somebody's portrait in silhouette will have and cut them out of a black piece of paper or a white piece of paper and then lay them on a contrasting piece of paper so that they can be presented as a gift or kept as a keepsake, maybe even placed on the tree. So those kinds of things are what is being offered here. It's not a virtual Dickens fair where you can perhaps, you know, create an avatar and wander around. No, no. We're not attempting to do that. That's sort of antithetical to what the Dickens fair is, which is human-to-human contact. And with the idea that with our cohorts at home, or if we are home alone, then our cohorts on our devices, we can bring those things into our home that remind us when we were able to gather in person and keep it in our hearts until we can.
Speaking of which, usually a very favorite part of seeing Dickens Fair is all the crafters you have. On your website, you have links where we can support those, and they have lost a lot of their chances to sell things. Can we do some virtual Christmas shopping here in our imagination and look at two or three of the different vendors you feature as well?
More like 40 or 50 of them, actually. We're very happy to say that a good quantity of our nearly 100 craftsfolk from the Dickens Christmas Fair have been able to make the transition to offering sales of some of their items online. Some of them have very significant lines online available for sale, and all of them are handmade and made with love, and yes, it is probably the number one reason, if I can at least have it be a tie with having people feel the joy in their hearts of what the Dickens Christmas Fair brings, is to bring some support to the arts community that is completely without live festivals this year. Many of our crafters from the Dickens Fair, most of them, in fact, do multiple shows per year. And as you know, all of those shows are canceled and into the next year as well. So this is a way for us to be able to have wonderful gifts to give each other for the holidays, and be able to keep these artists doing their art and continuing to stay in business. They're all cottage industry, small businesses, each one of them, until we can gather again in person.
We still have some of the amazing pewter ornaments we bought in 2015. That was fantastic. I'm looking at weekend two as well. And you say, learn tidbits about the home life of Mr. Dickens and his family. What's one tidbit people may not have known that's fun about his home life?
Well, first of all, they're going to have to wait till weekend two to find out specifically. But the notion that Mr. Dickens wasn't just an author. He was a very passionate actor. And in his home in London, he built himself a classic little theater where he and his large family and his friends would perform for one another. And it was such a delight and received so much acclaim that they were visited by Her Majesty the Queen and Prince Albert for a command performance at one point. And having the Queen arrive in your home and be performed to on your stage in your parlor had to have been, as you might imagine, a once-in-a-lifetime kind of an experience, and could only be compared to today, some fabulous pair of celebrities coming into your home. You know, the idea of being able to perform for whoever would be your absolute quintessential favorite world-renowned celebrity, having them sitting there in your home and being able to be entertained by you. I can only imagine that that was the culmination for Mr. Dickens of his aspirations as a performer. He also loved to perform in doing his readings very theatrically, which everybody will be able to enjoy with his reading from his own library that will be, as I mentioned, in serial form each weekend, another one released each week of Dickens' Fair at Home.
How much fun! And I never knew that story before. I must not forget to mention that Mad Sal is going to be making an appearance. Would you tell me about the weekend she's hosting as well?
Well, the favorites from Mad Sal's Dockside Ale House will be presented in video snippets. Some of the shows that have been classics throughout the years will have in video that people can watch at their leisure, the Music Hall, the Can Can, and none other than Edgar Allan Poe doing a turn on the Music Hall stage. He's a very talented dancer and singer, little do people know, singing his famous zucchini song. And that is probably not for the little ones.
I confess I never quite related Edgar Allan Poe to a sense of humor and a zucchini song. But we have plenty of other things for little ones, and I can't wait to see this. And Kevin said a special guest is going to be on hand on Christmas Eve.
Well, I think it would not be complete if I didn't mention Father Christmas, the magical old elf. And that on Christmas Eve, sitting next to a crackling fire in his own home, he will be reading the famous poem, 'Twas a Night Before Christmas, and letters from children that he has received this year relative to what they are feeling and thinking at this moment in time and at this moment in history. And that is something that is equally delightful to us, to know that we're able to bring a bit of that magic into the homes of everybody who wants to be a child again, or they are a child, looking for the magic of Christmas on Christmas Eve.
What would you consider would be some of the best ways people, as you give us all these Christmas gifts, can support you and your crew as we head back to the Dickens Fair, hopefully on site in 2021?
Well, as I mentioned, the number one concern that we have is for our crafts community, that people take the time to look at all of the offerings and really give thought to giving handmade gifts to each other and their families this holiday. And right behind that would be to help us spread the word that the Dickens Christmas Fair will be back at the Cow Palace in 2021 and to introduce people to what the Dickens Fair has meant to them. Tell them a story about their favorite visit to the fair. Tell them as best they can how wonderful it is, knowing that you kind of have to experience it to fully understand what it is. But get people to join our email list. And that would be the way that I would like to ask for people to contribute this year. And for them to enjoy it is its own reward, knowing that we are spreading the warm-heartedness that the Dickens Christmas Fair is able to do in person to people's homes at a time when they very much need it. The economic crises, the pandemic, the social justice crises that are happening in our country right now have everyone very, very stretched emotionally. And the hope is that we can be a little ray of light in their holidays, and they will remember that and come enjoy us and gathering in person with friends and family at the Dickens Fair in 2021, which is only 12 months away.
We will get to it. Finally, and this is going to seem like a very strange question, with all the darkness that you've referenced, and Charles Dickens saw considerable darkness in his time as well, those were the worst of times. What would you consider is one of the best of times memories that you're going to have of Christmas 2020?
Oh, well, if I can recall the story itself, A Christmas Carol, that is, in essence, how we take our current view of Christmas out of the realm of pure storytelling and embrace it in our own lives. And that is the transition that we all have the opportunity to make from being selfish or being disconnected from our community, from those that we truly deep down inside care about. And that transition that Ebenezer Scrooge made from the beginning of that story to the end is one of redemption and one of love and compassion. And his care and his love for Tiny Tim, seeing to it that Tiny Tim had the surgery that he needed at the point in time when old Mr. Scrooge basically became his benefactor, and the way that Mr. Scrooge was able to then support his employees' family, raise his wages, make them feel as if maybe they had helped to warm a cold heart. So it's really that sharing of the story of A Christmas Carol and bringing it to life in our own lives that gives us the most gratification for the best of times, I think, coming out of what is right now arguably the worst of times.
Kevin, thank you for your time today.
You're very welcome. It's been my pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for your excellent questions.
You and I have been listening to Kevin Patterson, Executive Director of Red Barn Productions, producers of the Bay Area's beloved Christmas tradition, the Great Dickens Christmas Fair. Be sure to check dickensfair.com from the weekend of Saturday, November 21st, right up through Christmas Eve, Thursday, December 24th, for Dickens Fair at Home. You'll get to experience music, entertainment, hands-on craft workshops, and even a chance to make some of the special things you can normally buy at the Dickens Fair. And this is free. Also, be certain to check out all the talented artists exhibiting their work online just in time for Christmas shopping at dickensfair.com. That is dickensfair.com. And that concludes this edition of Noelophile. Thank you for listening, and may your Christmas season be safe, healthy, and filled with festivity and warmth.